If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Simply, Harbaugh lost the locker room. But at the end, players just simply had doubts about whether or not they wanted to play for him as their head coach. The opinions of players was valued here. It was listened to. It went to all levels. And it's not just Lamar Jackson. Now, it started, sounded like to me, with Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson not being on the same page.
You asked me about next year, Jameson. Like, I'm so caught up in what just happened tonight. I can't focus on that right now. I just told you. Like, he asked me, are you stunned? I'm stunned right now.
You just really don't have the space for that. You know, it's just not something that you have the ability to think about. It's not important. It's sports. You know, that's how sports are. And I think that's part of the intrigue of it all. So if those are the things that are being talked about along with that, that's okay.
John Harbaugh,
now former head coach of the Baltimore Ravens. News came down late yesterday afternoon. I'm sure you're all very much aware of the news that John Harbaugh, after 18 years, was relieved of his duties as head coach of the Ravens. Great success, and we'll get into his track record and all of the great moments that he helped achieve for this franchise going back to Barack Obama. Hadn't even voted in as president yet for his first term. That's how long ago things have been. But he's out. I got to admit, Nolan McGraw, like a lot of people, I was floored by the news because we've been talking the last couple of days. If Steve Bisciotti was going to bust a move, and if you read the press release from the Ravens, it wasn't a mutual parting of the ways. They just signed him to a three-year extension not even a year ago. Steve Bisciotti fired. And we'll get into all the rumor and innuendo. Gianna Hahn's going to be joining us top of the hour from the Baltimore Banner. He got whacked because he was talking about after the game, I love these guys, I want to be back. And there's talk about whether Monken was going to be the scapegoat and he wanted to run it back with the entire coaching staff. Whatever the situation was, Steve Bisciotti, the owner of the team, decided it was time for a change. And after great success, John Harbaugh moves on. And we heard him say after the Steelers' loss, it's sports, it is what it is, paraphrasing, I don't have time for that. And I don't blame him. You're literally minutes after losing a game that would have put you in the playoffs if you had managed to get it done. And now here you are 2 days later, and he's the ex-coach and one of the hottest commodities as we sit here on this Woman Crush Wednesday.
The hottest. Apparently all the reports out there, you heard it, the six other vacancies, they've reached out. There's a mysterious seventh team that hasn't fired their head coach that apparently inquired about it. So this is going to be fun to watch. Sounds like he might start interviewing as soon as this week. So there goes the notion of well, maybe he sits out a year, try to wait for the right opportunity. Nah, he's hungry. He wants it. I was like you. I mean, I, leading up to the game, thought if they lost, he would be fired. When the game came and passed and they lost in the nature that they did, I thought he would be fired on Monday. But then when we got to yesterday, I was like, all right, well, maybe they're locked in. You know, we started to hear all the stuff. Well, coordinator change, that's expected. And I was like, well, we've seen this before. So it was easy to believe at that point. And then out of nowhere, at like 5 p.m., it just dropped. So I'm assuming Bisciotti's going to explain the timeline in full detail at some point. I mean, he's got to talk now.
No doubt.
He should have talked anyway, but now it's pretty much a guarantee. Is that it wasn't a knee-jerk reaction like Sunday night, losing sleep, Bisciotti, you know, I got to fire this guy right now. Or Monday morning, I slept on it, got to fire him. Gave him a chance to sit down and talk, which, whether you like Harbaugh or not, he was owed that much respect. Hey, what's your vision? We got to change something here. What are you thinking? Just that sort of conversation. And that conversation didn't go the way Bisciotti thought it would. Now, whatever you want to believe out there, there's so many reports. Don't even know if we get a concrete answer from Bisciotti himself. But it does sound like Harbaugh wanted to remain loyal to both his coordinators, or at least Monken. That's the one that's being thrown out there. That didn't sit well. So here we are.
Yeah. And again, let's stress this. According to the release from the Ravens, Steve Bisciotti, John Harbaugh didn't mutually agree to move on. And we both sides, he wanted to stay. And other reports are saying that, you Google it, look it up, it's on the interweb, a lot of different people reporting on it, that he was even vague with the coaches because he had no idea. His assumption was he was going to be back.
Right.
But wasn't 100% certain, but it seemed as though there was a confidence level that he might be retaining his job.
That, again, that is the confusing timeline here, but it almost, I don't know for certain, obviously, we'll maybe find this out in the future, but it sounds like the conversation between Bisciotti and Harbaugh happened yesterday, and that the decision to fire him was immediately after the conversation ended. You know, don't even leave the room. You know, this is what's going to happen. Because as Harbaugh indicated, he was stunned by it. Not just the act of being fired, but the timing of it. Didn't get a chance to talk to his own coaches about it. Didn't get to talk to the team. Charlie Kohler was on the Ryan Ripken show. We can play a cut from that.
Sure.
Basically said that he found out when the fans found out on social media. And then there's, you know, like a Zoom call, like, hey, let's get all the players together, explain what's going on. I don't know. Things on the surface seem to move slow because it took until Tuesday evening instead of Monday. But maybe behind the scenes, it did happen fast. They had a couple hour conversation and that was it.
So John Harbaugh out after 18 years, Super Bowl championship on the resume, multiple division titles, multiple playoff appearances, multiple playoff wins. But since the Super Bowl win after the 12th season, the playoff wins have been scarce. They've been the number one seed twice since then. And as great as he and Lamar have been, they have over a 700 winning percentage during the regular season as a duo, which was one of the five best in the history of the NFL. I mean, we're talking Brady Belichick and Landry Staubach level success. But in the postseason, Flacco and Harbaugh had great success in the postseason. Lamar and John, not so much.
Right. And, it, you know, you see a lot of the reaction out there of people in the national media like, oh, how could you fire John Harbaugh? Well, if all you're looking at is a win-loss record, yeah, I'd agree with you. That looks a little crazy. But if you paid any bit of close attention to the Ravens over the past 7-8 years, you would see all the routine fundamental flaws that weren't just isolated incidents that happen once or twice a year. They happen multiple times a year. They happen in the biggest spots, blown leads, the getting away from the run game. We discussed it ad nauseum. The callers have discussed it for years. You know, I mean, it's one of those things I think on the outside people are shocked, but here in Baltimore, it's like, all right, yep. What's next?
Yeah, you know? Like I was saying Monday and Tuesday, with the Ravens season coming to an end, a relief basically because the inevitable, them losing short of the Super Bowl goal, was going to happen. John Harbaugh being relieved of his duties might be a relief for a lot of Ravens fans, and just based on the responses I saw on Facebook, because that's kind of the social media I deal with, it was kind of 80% like, time for change, Peter Brady, and let's move on to the next. Now it gets interesting with the guys who should replace John Harbaugh with opinion, John Gruden, that's not happening. We had Jason Cole on a couple of days ago talking about Brian Flores. Got an active lawsuit going on against the owners of the National Football League. Don't see that happening. Jesse Minter's name has become hot property. I was watching NFL Network this morning. They mentioned Anthony Weaver, perhaps, who was bypassed for the Ravens defensive coordinator job for Zach Orr. Could be someone we've never heard of, just like John Harbaugh. Yeah. When he got the job back in 2008. But I threw this out there too, Nolan, on Facebook. In 2023, the Orioles had the best record in the American League. And the Ravens had the best record in the National Football League in its entirety. And in with a span of 9 months, Brandon Hyde, Hyder, and Harbsey are both gone.
Expectations are high, and rightfully so. I mean, the Orioles.
You helped it. You wanted Hyde fired. He got whacked.
It's all me.
Yeah, and then you wanted Harb fired. He gets whacked. Who's next?
Do your jobs right. It won't be an issue. I'm kidding.
But it's crazy. Just in two short years, because both teams fell short. Orioles finished in last place. Now that happened 5 months basically after Hyde got whacked, but they were in last place when he got fired. Then the Ravens, best roster they've ever had, et cetera, et cetera. Betting favorites by the odds makers to win the Super Bowl, not even make the playoffs. It's a what have you done for me lately business, yeah. And Hyder and Harbsey both felt it.
I mean, obviously, they're a little different just in tenure, you know, and Harbaugh actually being accomplished and winning something and reaching the mountaintop, where Hyde was still, you know, a good amount of years in, but most of that was through a rebuild. You know, he didn't really...
Hey, he had three straight winning seasons, which they hadn't accomplished in over 20, almost 30 years.
But where I think it is similar is that, again, raised expectations, preseason expectations, falling not just short of that, way short of that, an unacceptable level of short of that, and also kind of that World Series Super Bowl window conversation. Maybe it's more prominent with Lamar as he's pushing 30 years old.
Turned 29 today.
Oh, happy birthday, Lamar.
Happy birthday, Lamar. And Ross Grimsley, by the way.
Hey.
It's his birthday.
Special day.
Our buddy.
Yeah. So with the window conversation with Lamar, I think it's a little more prominent than the Orioles, where it's not about one player, it's about the young core itself. But I think it still is similar in that sense of like, all right, the Orioles, the World Series window opened up. How much longer can we afford to toil here and miss time? And for the Ravens, now you can't afford it. But that's the other side of this firing, is that I'm not saying I'm already regretting the Ravens' decision to fire John Harbaugh, but now there's an even greater emphasis on getting the next hire right, because if this guy isn't right, then you're wasting even more time of the Lamar Jackson era. Yeah. So it was time to move on from Harbaugh, but that was only half the battle. Now the even harder part is here. I mean, firing Harbaugh was the easy part. Just a decision. Hey, you're out of here. Now the hard part is actually getting someone just as good, if not better, to try to keep this thing going.
And this is Eric DaCosta's first go-round in this realm. Ozzie Newsome was calling the shots, along with Steve Asciotti, when they hired John Harbaugh himself back in 2008. Now it's Eric DaCosta riding shotgun. I'm sure Ozzie Osbourne. Ozzie Newsome's his input is certainly going to be welcome and appreciated, because, you know, been there, done that. But it's going to be fun to watch. First time in 18 years we've had to endure this. And that's kind of a good thing. Instead of the Browns, they're firing a coach every 2 years. Or Atlanta. You know, it just, having continuity is a good thing, but maybe it gets stale to a certain point. And, you know, they're coming off a losing record. I mean, there is justification. Fired with cause.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Is the term.
And in closing, I think the best way to put it, and we've heard this many times, callers, people in the media, it was just time. And with that, When were you going to get a more convenient opportunity to split? You know, Super Bowl expectation season, you finish with a losing record. I mean, that's kind of, you know, all right, you give him one more year, but he's on the quote-unquote hot seat in Bisciotti's eyes and make the playoffs next year, win a game. A little harder to pull the trigger then. I mean, people out, don't get me wrong, people would still be calling for it, but losing season, I mean, it doesn't get any easier to split after that.
We'll come back, take your phone calls, 410-583-1057. It is Woman Crush Wednesday. It's Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, and old Alex Scamponi on the other side of the glass. And, I mean, we'll get into this as the week progresses and probably weeks. If you're a team looking for a head coach, how attractive is John Harbaugh? I know everybody wanted him gone from Baltimore, but if you're the Browns, would you hire John Harbaugh? What's the answer to that question?
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.